Lately, the Federal Environmental Protection Agency has been scrutinized for its role in the Flint water crisis. It is, however, an agency whose reach extends well beyond that issue. In many cases, it's under equal or greater amount of scrutiny for its regulations and policies regarding other environmental and health protections. That would include the Toxic Substances Control Act, or TSCA, as many refer to it. Good morning, I'm David Fair, and this is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. Congress last year finally decided to overhaul what many consider to be an outdated and underserving piece of legislation. Now, while the EPA gets a lot of attention, it's actually bound to follow the law as set forth by the legislative branch. Now, while the decision to overhaul the TSCA has been made, it has not been determined what that new law will actually include as the Senate and House consider differing versions of proposed updates. Our guest this morning is among those pushing for significant reform. Rebecca Munich is Deputy Director for the Ann Arbor-based Ecology Center. And Rebecca, good morning and welcome to WEMU once again.
Good morning, David. Thanks for having me.
When was the last time there was significant reform or updates to this act?
Well, unfortunately, the TSCA, Toxic Substances Control Act, went into law in 1976, and it hasn't been reformed since.
It's due.
It's well overdue, and there were flaws to begin with. So the Ecology Center and other organizations nationwide have been pushing for quite some time. So we're very hopeful that we might actually have an opportunity and a path to good reform this year.
Well, and the broadest of sense is this is a measure that potentially impacts every aspect of our environment, air, land, water, our work and living environments. It is vitally important to our overall welfare, isn't it?
It really is. The Toxic Substances Control Act regulates the chemicals that go into all of the everyday products that we use, in our homes, in our workplace, and as you said, that end up in the environment, too, in our water and our air.
Well, in 1976, they obviously had the foresight to recognize we needed to somehow get a handle on these chemicals and how they're going to impact our lives moving forward. So in your opinion, where has the current law helped protect our environmental quality?
There have been a few bright spots under TSCA over the years. One was actually something that was shepherded in by former Congressman John Dingell, who really pushed for ban on PCBs because of their effects in the Great Lakes. And so that was a shining bright spot in TSCA. Unfortunately, then on the flip side of it, in the 1990s, the EPA was trying to ban asbestos, which we know is incredibly toxic.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't have the regulatory mechanisms to do so. And we're unable to ban a chemical that we know causes cancer and mesothelioma and has led to many deaths.
And it's only one of many that has been found polluting all of our waterways, both in the Great Lakes and inland lakes and rivers and streams as well.
Absolutely.
You're listening to Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking about the overhaul of the Toxic Substances Control Act with the Deputy Director of the Ecology Center, Rebecca Munich. Rebecca, what specifically are the differences between the revisions favored by the U.S. Senate and the ones preferred by the House at this point?
Well, it's a bit wonky, but to go through some of them, the House bill in general is much more narrow. They didn't try to tackle everything that may need to be reformed for TSCA to be effective. However, in a narrower bill, there actually were also less problematic points from the perspective of environmental and public health organizations. The Senate bill threw everything in, including the kitchen sink, and I think that may be somewhat detrimental, unfortunately.
Because, and not to use a pun, but it waters down the potential impact of the legislation?
It does, and there's some overreaches as well that we feel that favor the chemical industry over public health and environmental protections, unfortunately. And so in that case, in general, before the bills went into this conference, informal conference process that they're going through right now, we preferred the House bill. Now, we did have critiques. There were some flaws in the House bill as well as the Senate. For example, one flaw in the House bill that we're hoping to see some movement and changes towards the Senate bill was on replacement parts for products. That initially came out of the desire from the auto industry to have replacement parts for cars exempt forever from anything under TSCA. And I think that's really problematic. We know that actually great innovation can come when we learn something is toxic and then we design alternatives like lead wheel weights or mercury switches within automobiles to switch those out and to have less hazardous components in cars. We know we can do it.
And a lot of those developments are going to come from the industries which provide those products. And that, in part, is the chemical industry, which does have a voice in this process. Its lobbyists have been hard at work. Is there any documentable evidence that money and corporate influence is working to the detriment of what might be a truly protective law?
Well, there's not something that we could point to in terms of, writing on the wall, so to speak. But what we do know is that chemical industry donations during the last campaign cycle were much higher to certain committee members, to certain lawmakers in the House and the Senate. So you can trace the money through campaign donations, but we don't have a smoking gun, so to speak.
You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and Issues of the Environment continues. Our guest once again this morning is Rebecca Munich, and Rebecca is Deputy Director of the Ann Arbor-based Ecology Center. We're talking about the overhaul of the Toxic Substances Control Act in Washington. Now, how might passage of either the House or Senate version, or some variation thereof, impact the ongoing chemical pollution issues in the Great Lakes, our inland lakes, and in our groundwater, like the 1,4-dioxane plume in Ann Arbor?
Well, one of the things that I think is particularly important for those of us here living in the Great Lakes is making sure that whatever compromise comes out of the House and the Senate conference, that they take strong and immediate action on persistent biocumulative and toxic chemicals. Those are chemicals that stick around in the environment for a long period of time. They build up in our food chain, they end up in our bodies, and they're highly toxic. And we have various examples of those that are contaminating drinking water and the Great Lakes, like perfluorinated chemicals up in Oscoda, Michigan, for example. So making sure that we're addressing those chemicals that we are the worst of the worst, really. And right now, there's room for improvement in both the Senate and House versions.
We're
hoping they'll strike a compromise.
One of the issues that has been ongoing is the fact that the EPA is underfunded, and therefore its protection arm, its regulatory arm, and its enforcement arms can't really monitor all that it needs to monitor. Will this bill make sure that there are those elements in place to make sure that whatever is passed is then enforced?
Well, it certainly has to be effective. There needs to be a funding mechanism for the EPA actually to do the significant work to do the risk assessments and the evaluations on chemicals. So we think that a fee-based system where EPA initiates those risk evaluations and rulemakings and industry fees cover those costs is very appropriate.
And would polluter pay be included in that?
It certainly could be.
Could be, but is not as of yet, correct?
No, not as of yet.
I know you've started an online petition soliciting inclusion in the document of some items you've deemed very important, some of which we've covered today. How may those interested in learning more about the petition and the TSCA go about it?
I would welcome folks to visit our website, ecocenter.org. That petition is right up there. You'll see information about TSCA, TSCA, on the homepage. And you can learn more, read more about the details of the issue. Certainly reach out to us, and we are happy to answer questions and sign on to that petition.
Well, it's going to be interesting to follow along and see if it gets done. It is an election year. What are the chances, in your opinion, we see a finalized version in 2016?
I think that the likelihood is still strong. I think that if it happens, it will happen soon, so this spring, because as soon as the House and the Senate start to gear up for their election cycle, we're seeing that obviously at the presidential side now, then the focus may be a bit lost. And this is a complex issue, so folks, I think, would like to be able to talk about it in more simple terms and talking about protecting people's health and the environment. And frankly, I would love to see a TSCA bill passed this year that we could get behind and give credit and kudos to folks for passing a bill that really protects people's health.
Rebecca, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
That is Rebecca Munich, and she is Deputy Director of the Ann Arbor-based Ecology Center. I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Issues of the Environment. This regular Wednesday feature is produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division, and it's heard only on 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.